From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Such moves have long been anticipated, according to regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Washington-based Middle East Institute.
It was expected that it will happen sometimes after the summer period. These are more like the probing attacks, but the real attack is likely to come in late September, early October.
The military operation, a major step in the attempt to retake Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, from the IS group captured 2 years ago. Mosul is where IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014. In Syria, U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab forces have a new objective. After liberating the northern town of Manbij from Islamic State last week, they're now taking aim at al-Bab, some 50 kilometers to the southwest, where the last IS fighters left Friday after a two-year occupation. Meanwhile, a rights group said dozens of civilians were killed following 2 days of government and Russian airstrikes in and around the city of Aleppo. The Nigerian militant group Boko Haram Sunday published a new video said to show dozens of schoolgirls kidnapped more than 2 years ago. A masked man standing behind some of the girls said some were killed in airstrikes. Bucky Shonabari is with the social media campaign Bring Back Our Girls.
The same way the video that was released about 3 months ago showed that they were still alive. So for me, it is a confirmation that a lot of the Chibok girls are alive and that they are not dead, as has been presumed, in order for us to be able to sweep it under the carpet.
The militant group Boko Haram demanding a prisoner swap. Most of the nearly 300 girls abducted from Chibok in northeast Nigeria in April 2014 are still missing. This is VOA News.